Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio. That was Striper with Even the Devil Believes to start RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections, the nightly Doers of the Word Love Fellowship gathering where we answer the question, are we in the Ruach HaKadosh or are we in the evil spirits, Yuck of Flesh, as we reflect on our day today. We start each podcast at 7:07 p.m. Pacific, 8:07 p.m. Mountain, 9:07 p.m. Central, and 10:07 p.m. Eastern. If you want to join us on the panel, you can absolutely do that. Just dial our one and only number, no access code needed. Just dial 727-731-3257. Again, 727-731-3257. If you are new, we'd like to welcome you on board, and we hope this will spike your heart as much as it has done me and the rest of this congregation that we have this evening. Right now, we're going to take our love offering that we do each night. These love offerings go out to the three ministries that we have, our radio ministry, our prison ministry, and also our Yahability ministry as well. And it also goes out to building a house of worship, love center, and faith favorite farm to the hurting, homeless, hopeless, helpless, brokenhearted, and hungry people by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So if you want to donate, there are three options tonight. You can go online to give.yahweh.love. That is give.yahweh.love. It is a fee-free PayPal giving fund where you can just click the word donate and donate to however much you feel a shalom with. You can also text Love Inc., that is L-O-V-E-I-N-C, to the number 44321. Or you can write a check out to Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says here, each one as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. So, again, if you want to donate, you can go online to give.yahweh.love, text Love Inc. to the number 44321. Or write a check to Love Inc., send it to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Let's pray for the offering. Abba Yah, we just come before you right now as we take this offering right now. Father, I pray for this offering right now as we continue to be in the ministry and we continue to worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Let the offering Barukatah and let you barukatah us till there's no sufficiency left. Hallelujah. We love you, and it's in Yeshua's name I pray tonight. Amen. Amen. And I just got reminded by someone that I was not aware of this, but I'm pretty sure some people will explain afterwards. If anyone in our panel has used like drugs or alcohol or anything like that, it would be nice if you talked to either me, Scribe, or Rock, or anyone after this program is over, so we can help you afterwards. Okay. So, with that being said, there are, I believe, three on with me tonight. So let's go ahead and introduce ourselves real fast. You can. And by introducing yourself, if you're new, you can just say, hey, your name, say something positive about yourself, share three different thankful things. And if you have a testimony, go ahead and do so. Hallelujah. So, I'll start us off by saying greetings, salutations, and hallelujah to all of you. I'm Mike the Spiker, Yahjay for Yahweh, creative music master for Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio. And I put the rock and roll that Yeshua has made in the Love Live. Hallelujah. So that was a new one. It's probably not going to stick, but oh well. Anyway, and I'm thankful for that, because for putting the rockier, heavy stuff in this, because for the band like Striper, for their ministry, even though Michael Sweet claims that they are not a believers metal band at all, they pretty much are very solid in their faith in the Ruach. I'll tell you, they are very solid to the point where they would actually throw mini Bibles out to the crowd. I actually have one sitting right now as we speak, and it was good. It was cool. When I got to see Striper, it was absolutely cool. So just how many people can actually get saved by the blood of Yeshua through the, either it's metal, either it's rock, either it's pop, you name it. Music does have the power, but combining the music, the power of the music, with the power of the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach, what could be more powerful than that? You know? So that's one thankful thing I have. And secondly, I'm thankful for I'm thankful, let's see, what am I thankful for? There's a lot. I'm thankful for, for a good day today, because Scribe's sons got to do a little game night with his other family members, so that was a good time. And the last one is just to be on with you guys and expressing how Yeshua's music is one of the best music out there. Doesn't matter which genre it is, and it can reach out to many people in many different ways. Hallelujah. So with that, I'll pass, and we'll see who's on with the spike tonight. What's up, everybody?
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Emulators are in the house, and we've got a special guest. This is Shaliah Scribe, and I am grateful for a safe trip back and forth to Beaver Dam this afternoon. I'm grateful for the opportunity to help out a friend in need, and I am We're grateful that we have a resource available like Love Live because of the good that it does. So hallelujah. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Special guest, you want to say hi?
Hallelujah. Hello, everyone. So I'm here tonight with Scribe. I'm going to start the Transform program in Sheboygan, and I'm thankful to be here tonight with everyone here tonight, and thankful that I'm not awaiting a bed in Madison somewhere for a few months for a worldly type of recovery program. I'm thankful we can do the recovery program with Yeshua as our focus, and thankful for Love Ministries and for somewhere to find my focus and get back on my back in track with Yahweh, because I was not always seeking Him first. And I'm here tonight, and I am going to pass the phone back to Sky. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that from me. So. Back at you, Mike. Next.
Hallelujah, Johnny, I'm here. I'm thankful that my daughter Lori is alive. She's in the hospital. She's on breathing stuff, and they don't know exactly what's going on yet. I will. She signed papers that the doctor can talk to me, and so tomorrow I'm going to go up back to the same place Dean was. I didn't want to ever go back there, but I'm trusting Yah to help my daughter overcome her difficulties and repent of her sin and be restored to sanity and live and not die. And I'll pass with that.
Well, praise be to the great Yahav Shamayim. Hallelujah. I am very grateful to be active in all different areas of the various different ministries that I have happening right now. I'm communicating with all the guys in and out of prison. As mentioned last night, you know, Jared reached out and you know, he specifically said it was great to see a picture of Rock, Spike, and Scribe, you know, so because I had put the caption over each of us as to who was who, and as the Yajays for this Love Live, Rock Remnant Reality Radio, and so I'm just grateful that the identification of a place to go for help is being established, and very grateful that Marissa has finally reached out and has said enough is enough and is ready to transform her life, ready to commit to becoming disciplined in her daily affairs, and I believe that's going to make the biggest impact on her life that she's ever had. So very grateful and excited about that, and grateful to be taken off and be disciplined here in a few minutes to take our dance lessons and continue to become better dancers, because we are getting better. But we got a long way to go before the wedding at the end of next month. So we're gonna do the best we can in the process. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Baruch Tata, hallelujah. We got us a full house. Hallelujah. Almost a full house. We're over half, I think, over a full house, maybe. Don't quote me on that. But very glad to see the Ruach stars on.
Yeah, we can have up to 1,000 people on this line.
Oh my gosh, not even. Not even. But I'm honestly really excited for tonight, guys. This is going to be amazing. We got the Ruach stars with Marissa on with us and Yami as well. But this is going to be a heavy Rip 2.0 tonight, I'll tell you. Yami, would you like to open us up in a word of prayer for us tonight?
That is my pleasure. And in the name of Yeshua, Father, thank you that you're bringing my sister back into the fold where she can grow. And I thank you, you're healing my daughter, Lori, so that she can come back in the fold. And thank you that you have so many good plans. And this evening we get to acknowledge you in all our affairs and look at what your Torah is revealing to us tonight and what the Transform Program is helping us recognize and being doers of your Torah and coming to knowledge of your love towards us so that we too can be vessels of love and honor you in all that we do. So we say Ruach HaKodesh, we give you permission to take over this evening and accomplish what Yah has planned. Amen.
Count to three and say a prayer. Down for love and up for air. Underwater, overjoyed. For a thirsty soul, water for a thirsty soul. Baptize me into your love. Oh, my spirit's overcome. Body, mind, and skin and bone. Love, I'm gonna make it known. Love, I'm gonna make it known.
Yeah, I'm coming alive.
pray you gave it all for me. I'll give it all for you. Oh, I'm in love with you, overwhelmed by you. And if the world is listening, this is my confession. You are my obsession. All the people say,
www.liveradio.love. That was for King and Country with Amen. I'm Love Live Rutgers Mifiati Radio, who is going to be at Wisconsin not once but twice this summer, believe it or not. I just found this out. This is just in. Not only is for King and Country going to be at Life Fest in Oshkosh, but the day after their Life Fest performance, they're going to be in Milwaukee playing the Summerfest Fairgrounds. How interesting is that? So at Life Fest, they're going down to Summerfest. Hallelujah. So I pray that the Ruach will give them everything they got, and let the crowd be baruched and having them learn something from it. Hallelujah. So, with that being said, it's time for our Ruach reflections for the evening. And since we got like four people on, I'm thinking we can do the set apart scripture step 5 reading that was assigned to us. Scribe, do you think you can handle that one?
Oh, I think I can handle it, yeah.
All right, sounds good. Hallelujah.
All right. Transform set apart scriptures, set apart step 5. Honesty, admission, submission, and confession. Before, during, and after we begin the honest, deep self-examination, set apart scripture step 004, if our past, present, and future, we begin submitting ourselves to love, to Yahweh, to people, and to the principles of discovery and recovery, to our amazement and shock, we actually begin to not only read the Bible, but honestly study and transparently meditate on it. We see the human nature of Adam and Eve, Enoch, Job, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob, Israel and Rachel, Joseph, Moses, Samson, David, Solomon, Jonah, Daniel, Peter, John, Paul, and many others. We identified our own failures with the failures of these even considered heroes of faith, Hebrews 11, and were comforted by the empathy found within this connection. We saw ourselves in these real people and found a wonderfully refreshing empowerment sent by Yah's Ruach, Yah's Spirit, regarding his Emet, Yah's truth, and how it was so transparently expressed. Why do we submit? Submitting myself one to another in your love, even as your renewed covenant instructs me to do so I can become all you've created me to be. We were made to love. Yahweh is love. 1 John 4:8. And we discover this Yah image, or we discovered that we discovered this Yah image. We were created in the image of Ahava, love. Admission, admitting and submitting. Admission begins submission. Admitting every wrong to me, myself, and I. Admitting every wrong to another person. Admitting every wrong to even other persons in the body. Admitting every wrong to even other persons outside the body. And let this become my testimony, because I passed each test. We discovered as we recovered through the awareness found in Ephesians 4 by Shaul, Paul, and just how much transformed recovery is actually within this one chapter. Both Bodybuilders, BB, and Sacred and Set Apart Scriptures, SSS. Likewise, the Wealth of Wisdom. Wow. That's in the writings of Yah's wisest, King Solomon, son of David, a man after Yah's own heart, showing a father-son relationship, even emulating that of Yahweh Yeshua. Failed past, was a failure, past tense, is failing, current tense, is a failure, current. Have you ever failed to listen? Have you ever failed to follow instructions? Failures. Adam and Eve couldn't follow instructions. Noah got drunk. Abraham misled Pharaoh. Sarah laughed at Yah's promises, and they together were just too old to do anymore with their lives, especially raising a child. Isaac and Rebekah played favorites. Jacob was a deceiver and was deceived. Joseph pridefully stirred up anger amongst his brothers. Moses was an orphan, stuttered, murdered, was prideful, arrogant, and probably needed anger management. Miriam was a gossip. David was too young. His armor didn't fit. Had an affair, schemed to cover it up, then murdered Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, whom he coveted and stole. Solomon was too rich, gave out counsel but couldn't receive it. Jonah ran from Yah. Amos's only training was in the school of fig tree pruning. Hosea's wife was a prostitute. Samson had long hair, was disobedient, suffered codependency, missing Yah dependency. Naomi was a widow. Peter was afraid of death. Lazarus was dead. John was self-righteous. John the Baptist was a loudmouth. Martha was a worrywart. Mary may have been lazy. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Timothy had ulcers. So did Peter, Paul, and lots of folks. But Yahweh doesn't hire and fire like most bosses, because he's more like our dad than a boss. He doesn't look at financial gain or loss. He's not prejudiced or partial, nor sassy and brassy, nor deaf to our cry. He's not blind to our faults. His gifts to us are free. We could do wonderful things for others and still not be wonderful ourselves. Hasatan says, you're not worthy. Yeshua says, so what? I am. Satan looks back and sees our mistakes. Yah looks back and sees the tree. Your fifth step prayer. Yahweh, my deep self-examination has shown me who I have been, who I am becoming, like I am, created with the Yah image intent. Yah, help me to become perfect, beginning with have been honesty. Eliminating all denial, confessing my fleshly past thoughts, confessing my fleshly past actions, confessing my fleshly past failures. Help me trust you enough, Abba Father. Help me trust loving brothers and sisters enough. Help me trust loving wise counsel sent by you into my life. By you, Yahweh, to bring light and overwhelm darkness, to expose those dark secrets and bring them out of the skeletal closet into your marvelous light. New study notes on counsel, scriptures, Yaakov to his 12 sons or tribes, Genesis 49. Remember, the empathy is better than empathy. If people can coin phrases, so can we. Yaapathy is better than empathy. It's the Yanglage. He changed it. He gave it. Leave it alone. Hallelujah.
There you go. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen of the panel and you listening, I believe some of you are dozing off or watching YouTube because this is so boring. Wake up, ladies and gents. It's not time for bed yet. Open up your scripture books to 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. We're going to be reading that tonight. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Whenever you got it, say, I got it.
Got it.
Got one.
Yeah, you can grab that and bite it. I don't bite.
Sure.
I will
does.
Have to pass. I've lost my glasses, so I
yeah,
can't
man.
Turn to them. I know, but I've been gone all day, so they could
Understood.
Be at the, anywhere. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Okay, so I believe Rock is doing is getting ready, if not already, at his dancing lessons already. So, no, got it from him. So, I believe we're just about set to go. So let's go then. Second Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. It says here, for though we do live an earthly life, yet we do not serve worldly things. Aha! For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but of the power of Elohim to the demolition of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every false thing lifted up itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Messiah. And I'm going to make a note here and finish off at 6. 6 says here, and we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient whenever your obedience is fulfilled. Okay, this is a lot to cover, but it's actually pretty explanatory because this is one of the, yeah, if Spike can learn how to talk, anyway. This is one of those verses where, yes, we are in the world, but we should not be from this world. Okay? Where it says, for though we do live an earthly life, yet we do not serve worldly things. Things. Hello, people. This is pretty much explaining here, hey, we do not worship for example, some people would think, as an example, some people think, hey, I worship the music I listen to. But in all reality, I only worship and praise my Elohim, Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay? So let's be clear on that. Sometimes, yes, I do admit some of the music I listen to, I tend to get overexcited on. I'm not gonna name any of the bands that we listen to or I listen to personally, but I have a tendency to get a little overexcited about the music I listen to. But in verse 4, where it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but of the power of Elohim to the demolition of strongholds," our weapons in our Ruachal war that we're in are not from this world anyway. We're pretty much using our weapons in this Ruachal war we're in. Right? So, and we're pretty much learning how to use it. Continuing on in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every false thing lifting up itself against the knowledge of Elohim. Oh boy. But that's my point here is it's pretty much talking about the Ten Commandments. The commandments saying that Yahweh is our Elohim. You shall not have any Elohim before my face. This is pretty much where it leads down to. Every false thing that is out there in this world, we need to go against that. And just like I'm not sure if this story is in here, but I'm probably going back to my old school ways here, but there was this story that reminded me that was in the Bible that I used back then about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they had to bow and worship to this king. But in all honesty, they can't, because he's only a worldly king, a fleshly king, right? Their king is the one true king, Yeshua HaMashiach, right? So, in the end, they got thrown into the pit, into the fiery pit, and thanks to their faith, they survived the fiery pit. So, and if I remember right, there's a small chance that I could be wrong, but yeah. And in verse 6, we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient whenever your obedience is fulfilled. My guess would be it's not vengeance as in we're going to throw a punch. This is pretty much one of my favorite phrases of all time, quoted by Chuck Swindoll. Yeah, sick 'em. You know what I'm saying? So we pretty much need to, I think, rebuke at this rate. I could be wrong, but I gotta tell you, like I said, this is a lot to take in, but as a minister in training, I've got a lot to go, especially with this world being so bad right now, and it's going to get worse. I can guarantee you that it's going to get worse. I need to put my faith in Yeshua HaMashiach a lot more than my music, my PlayStation even, and read through the scriptures every night. So, with that being said, with that, I'll pass, and we'll see what the rest of you have as far as the scripture goes. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. This is Scribe. Yeah, you included verse 6. I want to include verses 1 and 2 just to try to paint a different picture. Same picture, just maybe a little expanded. And I, Paul, call on you through the meekness and gentleness of Messiah, I who indeed to look upon am lowly among you, but being absent am bold towards you. Kind of like, man, you got all sorts of courage when you're behind a computer screen. But when you're with me, you're not so confident. I beseech you not to be troubled when I arrive by the things which I hope to carry out. For it is my purpose to scorn those men who regard us as if we lived after the flesh. Now, you could almost see Shaul talking to a bunch of drunken hypocrite Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, etc. They were scorning Paul and others because it looked like Paul and the others were more concerned with what was going on in their flesh than their ministry. Oh, you're materialistic. Look at how hard you work during the week. No man of Yahweh would do that. You're a tallit maker. You should be, whatever. For though we do live an earthly life, yet we do not serve worldly things. There's pretty much no question what living an earthly life means. Okay, where people want to get hung up is what it actually means to serve and what can actually be defined as worldly things. People want to fight about this stuff. Okay, a lamp is a worldly thing. Don't think we're going to have electric lamps up in Shamayim. I don't serve that lamp. I might go to work to get a bulb for it, but I don't think Paul is talking about a lamp. I think what he's talking about is gaining more than we need at the expense of somebody else, or seeking pleasure for the sake of pleasure, as I mentioned up in verse 2, it almost sounds like he's aware that sin has crossed into the level, crossed over into outright addiction. Because I believe when it says we do not serve worldly things, he's talking about the lusts of the flesh. That would include alcoholism, that would include drug use, that would include sex, fornication, you name it. That would include all those things that would serve as a tie to keep, as ties that bind to keep you away from Yeshua, keep you away from Yahweh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but the power of Elohim to the demolition of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not fleshly. We don't have the sword of the Ruach strapped to our hip. We don't have a helmet of salvation on our head or feet that are shod with the gospel of good of gospel of peace, but we should. We don't have a shield in front of us, but we should believe we do. But we should believe we do, and we should believe the one that provided them for us. Because it's the believing the one that gave them to us that makes them powerful, that makes it possible for them to demolish the strongholds. And that is the power of Elohim. We've seen it over and over again through the whole entire story. Casting down imaginations. King Saul and all of Israel imagined that David was going to die at the hands of Goliath. Not only did Goliath fall, but so did the imagination, the imaginations of all of Israel's men. And every false thing lifting itself up against the knowledge of Elohim. It gets to the point where you almost don't have to try to explain what the scripture says, because if you're reading it slowly enough and reading it for context, it's going to tell you that everything that is not of Elohim, that is not for the knowledge of Elohim, is contained in this verse, is contained in that single word false. And every false thing lifting up itself against the knowledge of Elohim and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Messiah. That's our training ground. That's where we win. When every thought that we have, when every thought that is directed at us and is negative from an outside source, is brought into captivity, is caused to be obedient, then we know they can't hurt us. Then we know they can't hurt us. Then we can believe Yahweh is good. We already know it. We already confess it. But now we can believe in that goodness because we're seeing it manifest in front of us. And we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient. Well, for crying out loud, if we're talking about metaphorical swords and metaphorical shields and metaphorical weaponry, why can't we speak metaphorically about those we're prepared to seek vengeance against? And I don't even like the word metaphor. I just, you know, it came in there. It was necessary because, let's face it, the ones we're actually warring against are the ones that are causing the flesh of the other that is being disobedient to come against us, to come against the Kodesh of Yahweh, the set apart ones. I'm not sure about the last part of that scripture. I just don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. And we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient whenever your obedience is fulfilled. Okay, maybe there was an instruction. Paul gave an instruction here. And I believe what he's saying is, we will go through this, we will do this, and once you have perfected this in process, once you're walking this in such a way that it's easier to identify the disobedient, once that's happened, then we will identify the disobedient. We will chastise them for the damage they did to the body. And we'll take the measures necessary to either remove them from the fellowship, or cause them to repent, be baptized, and ultimately be saved. So, hallelujah. With that, yummy.
Hallelujah, I found mute. So, I am unmuted, and wow, that was deep for me, because, I've been finding out as I'm going to these different meetings and listening to people, wow, people have to know what love is. People say love, but they don't have the word definition of it. And I think that love causes us to die to self. And that we're casting down our own thoughts, imagination, and every high thing that itself is self is against the majesty of Yah. And people aren't taught what real love is, that Yah so loved the world that he gave Yahshua to pay the price so that we too have a new chance, have been given all the tools necessary to learn this very set aside meaning of love, for Yah is love. There was a missionary that came to Shalom, and she was from Greece, but she had an orphanage in India. And she sang, the kids all sang this song in their language and then learned in English that Yah, he is love, and let us praise his name. And I thought that's so precious for the little ones. And to be exposed to love through you and I, those of us who have received them, will be a drawing point. That they're us exposing them to his kind of love, because he causes us to love in a righteous way, and he teaches us the right act. Not that we don't always do it right, we have that wonderful opportunity of repentance, opportunity of confession and being restored to right relationship with him. So then we're back on the Jericho Road. We're back walking in love and learning. And I'm grateful about his nature being developed in me, because his nature is all the essence of love. And that means the discipline that's required in me to be doer of the word, and the discipline of learning how we can see one trying to bring the kind of love that Yah has. We can, I guess, have good judgment of when the enemy is deceiving. If Eve would have only had that, maybe she wouldn't have been deceived. But now, with Yeshua, man and woman, we are brought to the place that we can know all the aspects of Yah's love for us. And it doesn't matter about time or money, all that stuff, all these earthly things. What we have or don't have, it don't matter, because in this flesh, because he meets our needs. He knows what we need. He gives us abilities to use, because he wants us to know how to work for a living. He's got such a neat plan. We do fit because he's made a place for us, and there's room at the tree for all of us. Hallelujah. I like that song. Many songs come to me, and Mike, I don't think it's wrong to enjoy music. I think it's music helps me learn through, you know, the days that I couldn't yet read and had to have people even read scriptures, and I'd memorize them. I got to talk to a lot of people about it. So maybe my education was given to me in that way, so that others could be touched and others could come to believe too. Nothing in Yah's world is a mistake. And what we go through, devil may mean it for bad and always does, but Yah takes and uses it for good. So I want to encourage Marissa tonight to recognize that what she's going through and her surrender and her giving her will over will serve a wonderful person in making her the beautiful, scrubbing off whatever keeps people from seeing the beautiful star she is in Yah's kingdom. The gift of repentance we can't live without, because we all come to a place at some point or another we need to turn from the wrong way. And so I just want to lift Marissa up with extra spare prayer. And I know she knows my daughter Lori, and I know that they went the wrong way in things they did together in my daughter's apartment. And I'm canceling all the assignments done against them from their participation with the evil one. And I'm saying that these belong to Yeshua HaMashiach, and Satan, your hands are rebuked and you cannot touch them any longer. Father, I ask that you shut any doors or windows or gates, anything that's open that Satan can get in for Marista and Lori. And Father, restore them to health and especially right relationship with you, because it is your will, and we've read it in your word. You want us to have good health, and you want us to live a life worth living, and you want us to walk with you. So be it. We agree with your plan in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and so shall we be saved from the enemy, because Yah does reign. Hallelujah. And I will pass.
Okay, Marissa's just listening tonight. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're only 2 miles away from Arthur Murray, so I don't have a lot of time to say too much, but a lot of great stuff shared from what I did here as we were rushing around trying to get on the road, and then there was an accident on the way, so we had to take a detour. But, you know, the life of David, as Scribe was mentioning, you know, and how we look at confession and submission, much of that life example of him definitely is a great example for us in understanding just the overall life, not just the scripture of tonight. Not just the scripture of the night, but, you know, the life itself of him is just such a great example of set apart scripture step five, because he was willing to eventually confess a really big transgression, you know, a huge thing that he had done. And, you know, this is important for not just Marissa, but for everyone that ever hears this on a pre-recorded broadcast on Spotify or Google Podcast or Apple Podcast or wherever it may go out and be heard, that as things are coming up in our life, we do need to quickly, and this is really set apart scripture step 10, when we're wrong, promptly admitting it. You know, we've got to be able to say that we're sorry. We've got to be able to confess the things as we're examining ourselves and be able to apologize, you know. And I had, you know, like I said, you know, Jared formally apologized yesterday, and, you know, there were quite a few apologies coming through several other people that are seeking a better life. And, you know, ultimately I have to forgive. I have to put it under the blood. At the same time, we have to be discerning to, you know, where we're going to be putting forth our seed, and making sure that the seed we're putting our or that we're putting forth, that we're putting that seed towards good soil and not purposely just keep throwing it on bad soil that is not going to take any root. And sometimes you don't know. It's kind of a, it's just a shot in the dark. And other times, you know, there's a strong possibility. The gambler that I told you guys about, you know, it's a shot in the dark, but I'm sowing my seeds as Yasso leads, and that is another rockism. So I did a rockism last night, which I thought Scribe was going to send me. I can't remember what I said. And I said a rockism tonight. I'm going to sow my seeds as Yasso leads. And I know it's a very short one, but it's so true that we shouldn't just scatter the seed without him. We should be out there in the fields, and he should be there with us, and we should know that he's with us, and we should know that we're sowing those seeds in good soil. So I'm grateful that
your destination is on the left.
He makes opportunities very clear of when, you know, his hand is in it. We're not, you know, working on guesswork or just trying to figure out what the heck, you know. We're actually knowing that we know that we know that we know that with his help we can't fail. And he's going to make those seeds go in deep if indeed that person is the good soil. So hallelujah, I'm here. And hallelujah, have a great rest of the meeting. Rock on.
Hallelujah. Very glad. Have a good dance lesson as well, Rock. Very glad for that. Well, thank you everyone who shared their Ruach reflections with me tonight. We'll be right back with our daily meditation and whatever prayer. But here is, take a listen to this. This is a, this is the metal band Disciples worship project called Honor and Glory. I know it's a pagan name, but this is a cover from Phil Wickham's song Battle Belongs. So hope you guys enjoy this. Hope you guys enjoy this on Love Live Rock Reality Radio. Hallelujah. today's date is March 29th, 2022. We're reading from jftna.org/jft. The page is called Our Own True Will. The quote tonight, Yah's will for us consists of the very things we most value. Yah's will becomes our own true will for ourselves, end of quote. Basic text, it's human nature to want something for nothing. We may be ecstatic when a store cashier gives us back change for a 20, though we only paid with a 10. We tend to think that if no one knows, one small deception won't make any difference. But someone does know we do. And it does make a difference. What worked for us when we used frequently doesn't work long in recovery. As we process ruachly by working the 12 steps, we begin to develop new values and standards. We begin to feel uncomfortable when we take advantage of situations that, when we used, would have left us gloating about what we had gotten away with. In the past, we may have victimized others. However, as we draw closer to our highest power, our values change. Yah's will becomes more important than getting away with something. When our values change, our lives change. Two, guided by an inner knowledge given us by our highest power. We want to live out our new found values. We have internalized our highest power's will for us. In fact, Yah's will has become our own true will for ourselves. Just for today, by improving my conscious contact with Yah, my values have changed. Today, I will practice Yah's will, my own true will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, ladies and gents, that's about it for us here on RIP 2.0. But we got us the whatever prayer to read up. Scribe, would you like to read tonight?
I can do that. Rejoice in Yahweh always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. Our Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and by petition, with thanksgivings. Let your requests be made known to Elohim, and the Shalom of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's any praise, think on these things, and what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me. Practice these things, and the Elohim of Shalom will be with you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this night of reflection. I thank you for this day that you baruched us with. I thank you for the answer in prayer that you gave us, in the middle of our rest. And I pray as well that, and I thank you for these people that have come on tonight. And Father, I pray for Marissa as she...
I'm not going to waste a lot of time to figure it out.
As she's actually not that far from help. And I pray that she realizes that. And I pray, hey, speak to her, Father, speak to her as we continue to be there for her, and as we continue to be that light that shines through us, and let us shine to her as we continue to be in her life, as she goes out to be to that road of recovery. Hallelujah. And lastly, Father, as I do every night, I pray that you will baruch us with a good night's sleep and that joy will come once again in the morning as we seek you out once again. Hallelujah. We love you. And it's in Yeshua's name I pray tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining me tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We got Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare coming at 8:07 a.m. Eastern, 7:07 a.m. Central. And we'll be right back with RIP 2.0 at 10:07 p.m. Eastern, 9:07 p.m. Central, right here on Love Live Recruitment Reality Radio. This has been Mike the Spike with Rock, Scribe, Marissa, Yami, saying good night to you, and rest in peace with a little bit of Remedy Drive for you. Here's Speak to Me on Love Live Ruck Remnant Reality Radio. Hallelujah. Night all.